I'm here with my friend John Longer.
This is my friend Glenn Tickle, and this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast, a quick intro of what we're doing.
Tell the nice people what we do.
Yeah, Glenn and I are attempting to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia off of the top of our heads in podcast form.
One entry a week. So we'll catch up eventually, probably, right? Like, how many Wikipedia entries could there be?
Like,
definitely not like a million.
Yeah, totally. So that's the general premise of what's going to happen here. But before we get started, we want to thank the lovely people at the Baltimore Podcast Festival. Let's make some noise for them.
Yes, thank you. And the people at the Crown for having us. Emily Yanizelli, did I say your name right? I was practicing from the This Is Catholic podcast, is helping out with recording. They seem very impressed that I nailed that name.
Yeah, as they should, right? Special. It's good to know the bar is appropriately low for what we're about to do.
Yeah, if that's all it takes, you guys are going to love this show.
So, to get started, what we need from you all is a topic of something that you desperately want to know more about that Glenn and I can do our best to
And I'll
tell
point
you
out, we're not from Baltimore. We've both been here a couple times now.
Yeah.
Our fail-safe is normally when we do this, I put a post up on Facebook asking people, like, oh, what's a whatever topic, a general category? Like, what's a movie you want to know more about? What's a game? Today I put Baltimore type things, and we got some suggestions, but we'd rather get it for you guys. So that's our fallback, is you'll have to hear two dumb idiots who aren't from here describing something that other people not from Baltimore want to know about your town. So,
yeah, the pressure's on.
Yeah,
just yell anything out.
This is a family show, sir.
Yeah, I'm concerned I didn't hear him right.
I think he said crab fluff.
Crab fluff. That's an actual thing?
It was a food item.
Okay.
So it's a food item.
Okay, yeah.
Which is already not what I thought it was.
Yeah. I thought it was a very specific, like, Baltimore-centric kink.
Yeah.
But
well,
no,
I know, like,
item.
Baltimore is kind of known for, you know, John Waters established a pretty thorough independent film scene here, so I'm like, maybe that extended into pornography.
Okay, sure, but no, we know it's a food, so we can actually not go down that rabbit hole.
Okay, off the top of my head, I have to assume it's marshmallow fluff.
With crabs.
With Old Bay seasoning mixed in.
Yeah, and we have to, like, stretch this out for another 20 minutes, but I feel like
I think we already nailed it exactly 100% what it is. That's why they're laughing, because of how right we are. And
well, let's refocus. What's this Wikipedia page? How's it going to be structured, right? So we've opening sentence, crab fluff is an appetizer popularized in the Baltimore, Maryland area, comprised of Maryland blue crab.
Yep.
Old Bay seasoning, marshmallow fluff. Like, that's the intro sentence.
Because I've heard, like, a crab puff, right? That would be, like, a bit of crab in, like, a flaky pastry, I would imagine.
Yeah, a puff pastry, if you will.
Yeah, but
there's no such thing as fluff pastry.
Right, I've never heard of it. And I watch a lot of the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, I've watched all of it, yeah.
They have not tackled crab fluff.
Yeah. Is it possible, though, that it's like a colloquialism, though? Like, maybe it is a crab puff, but, like, here they call it a crab fluff?
So you're saying that guy's just wrong?
I'm saying that we might be wrong. I'm positing on our own podcast, which we brag about how we're better than Wikipedia, that we might be wrong.
What if we're not?
Good
what
point.
If we're very right?
Good point.
So, okay, I think we should open up the possibility that we're wrong, which I disagree with out of hand, but what else could it be if not blue crab, Old Bay seasoning, and marshmallow fluff?
Okay, so
mixed together in
all right,
because in a sandwich, I think obviously it's a sandwich. You put all those things.
Oh, you have to. Nobody sits there. You don't just get a jar of fluff with a spoon and go to town like a monster. That's how you get diabetes.
But unless you balance it out, because you need
with
that
Old Bay seasoning.
You need that Old Bay. The Old Bay cuts the sweetness of the marshmallow fluff. That's why that's there. And
hot
the crab.
Hot take, though, can we be honest? Old Bay is overrated, right?
Ooh.
Boo. This is a dream come true. It's paprika. It's just paprika and, like, salt. That's all it is, guys. Celery.
I like how determined you are to make the audience hate us.
Yeah. You got to know what you're good at, Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we should do? We should go drive to Baltimore, and then we should make a room full of people in a bar dislike us.
Right. That was my entire trip plan.
Somebody else celery. So it's celery salt, paprika.
I don't know. Who cares? We're not doing Old Bay seasoning. We're doing these. Okay. You were asking. Let's bring
what
this all back.
What else could it be?
What else could it be? Okay. So my mind went to, okay, you know, I thought it was some sort of byproduct of crab spawning.
You mean like an egg nest? Like
yeah, I have no idea. It was just like crab. Is that like the mist of crab semen that goes to the eggs, and that's how you get baby crabs? I don't know.
Could be.
Could it very well could be? Perhaps that's what inspired this dish.
Oh, so there was like a Jacques Cousteau, like a local Baltimore Jacques Cousteau, mm-hmm. who's doing some crab research one day. Mm-hmm. He sees a crab fertilizing a bunch of eggs.
Oh, I say that looks delicious.
Like he's working through lunch. He's very hungry.
He's a hungry Jacques.
He sees a puff of crab sperm.
A fluff of crab sperm.
He's like, oh, you know what? I got an idea. And then he heads back to the boat. He's like, I'm inspired. What am I going to make?
Right, and this makes sense because boat kitchens famously not well stocked. So
right.
He probably had some fluff.
What's the only things I have here? I have a half-gallon container of Old Bay seasoning because it's Baltimore and it's issued. It's rationed.
Yeah.
You just get your monthly half jug. He had a thing of marshmallow fluff and then, of course, crab. And he had two slices of white bread? No. White bread's like the typical peanut butter fluff.
Yeah.
What's the most Baltimore type of bread?
Ooh. I don't know. What do you monsters like to eat down here?
Stop calling them monsters.
I'm trying to alienate them. I don't know. What kind of what would be the most Baltimore bread?
Martin's potato bread, I feel like. Martin's
potato bread? That's good. Yeah, that would be good.
I had some of that yesterday.
Yeah,
it's legit pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's a crab fluff sandwich is on, obviously. A Martin's potato bread,
yep.
The most Baltimore of all the breads, you mix blue crab that may or may not have just fertilized some eggs. Maybe you grab that specific crab.
Oh,
you grab
wow.
that one.
Because
like,
you want the crab yeah. that's happy.
Yeah.
If like you're going to eat a crab.
You've done your duty, young man. You're coming with me. You crack them with that mallet that you all have.
Also issued.
Yeah. You get it when you graduate high school. Here's your mallet.
And
lifetime
to town,
subscription
right.
of Old Town of Old Bay, and then you mix it. You smack that crab open, get all the good stuff, throw it with marshmallow fluff, and then liberally seasoned with Old Bay.
Yeah, because you got to make sure you have enough Old Bay that you can taste the celery salt.
Yeah,
in it.
You really want that celery to come through.
Mm-hmm. Strong celery undercurrent. See, I'm actually not worried about the stakes of this, because what happens at the end of every episode, we read the actual Wikipedia page, we see who won, we keep score. I don't think there's going to be a Wikipedia page for this. I think this is a nonsense word that guy back there made up to like try to, or it's something gross that you all think, I don't know, that's what I, it's
You've
a trap.
Said this, he's done this before, he's like, I don't think there's Wikipedia, and there almost always is, because Wikipedia is insane.
Hot garbage, yeah, it's hot
he's
garbage.
He's got it, see, he knows.
Oh, good. This isn't the improvised Urban Dictionary podcast.
I think people
this is the improvised Wikipedia podcast.
That could have been us, but you plan.
TM, 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 right? We're going to trademark that idea.
Yeah, the improvised
okay,
urban
so
dictionary.
I think we've got what it is. Who
right.
slash
now
when
we
was
go
it
into
invented?
The history.
Yeah,
we've established 100% correctly what it is.
Yeah.
That's
and 100% made. Correctly that Jacques Baltimore's
the local
version
Baltimore
of Jacques
version
Cousteau.
Of I'm not saying Jacques Cousteau's from Baltimore. I'm saying there's like a
right.
local one.
Right.
Like, you know how like every local cable channel had like a Svengoolie guy introducing like horror movies on Saturday nights? Like the Baltimore Svengoolie version of Jacques Cousteau.
Presumably whoever founded the Inner Harbor Aquarium, right? Whoever that guy was. Like, that's probably the most famous maritime explorer, right?
Gonna need a name there, friend.
Oh, I'm gonna go with George Iannuzzelli. That's what I'm gonna go with.
Okay, so famous marine biologist George Iannuzzelli.
Yeah.
Founder of the aquarium you just said.
Yes.
Was
is it the National Aquarium? What is that the name of it? Yeah. Fun fact, every time I go there, I get vertigo because of the curvature of the glass.
Do you want to go there after this?
No, I do not.
I
want to
watch my friend get dizzy.
Huh.
All right, so Georgie,
yeah. mm-hmm. Georgie Y. Slap oh, yeah, just Georgie. That's good. That's Georgie matching Y. together. Yeah, Georgie.
What year? So I'm trying to think. Jacques Cousteau, popular in, like, what, the late 60s? Georgie saw it as a kid, got inspired, became a marine biologist, late 70s. So this sandwich was created 1979.
Okay, so it's a relatively new tradition.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we haven't heard about it. Like y'all have like
right.
you have crabs like and you have pit beef Old sandwiches. I've heard of those things, but I've never heard of crab
yeah,
fluffs
Old
before.
Old Bay dates back to let's say 1883. Mm-hmm. So it had time to like propagate and infect the rest of the world, like the Chickies and Pete's of the like we're gonna throw this season that doesn't have any crab in it on things and say that they're crab things.
Right. Like,
that's how it's used outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
Yeah. Crab fries are fries with Old Bay seasoning on it.
Right. There's no crab. You're disappointed is what it is.
It's
you're
terrible.
Ordering disappointment.
Yeah. Well, should we
1979 he invented it on his boat, the Crown.
Ah.
Then he started this bar too.
Oh.
It's weird doing this with people because, like, they gave us the suggestion, so I keep trying not to look at the guy who suggested it
right.
to get an indication for how we're doing because we normally do this blind and then just look it up later.
Right. But and clearly now, all we're doing is disappointing the other people.
Yeah, we have live feedback of how bad of a job we're doing, and I kind of like it.
Yeah. I stand by it.
I think it's fun.
Do you want me to check actual Wikipedia? How are we doing on time?
Go ahead.
Yeah? Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, take your time. Did you just?
That's why I'm humming. I didn't want there to be dead air, so I was just humming.
So yeah. I just you looked
you
down and saw how much time we had left to go, and you're
I mean,
like, oh.
you could have fucking talked, but you didn't. You just sat there and let me hum. I'm just saying, there's two people on this.
Podcast. I don't know. I just thought you would have like prepared and had Wikipedia open already on your phone to Google it quickly.
Nope. All right. So wow, crab fluff is not coming up.
So
at
we win.
All.
We win. So John has decided to make this competitive for some reason where, like, the way this normally works is we talk dumb nonsense for a little bit, and then we compare our nonsense to the actual Wikipedia page, and we see who did a better job. And it's usually pretty, I forget the score we're at. I think we're a little bit ahead. It's usually pretty even. But like I said, when we started this show, I thought it would be mostly just us making up complete nonsense. But I would say like 60 to 70% of the time we'll get a topic that one of us actually knows things about. We're still wrong about a lot of the details. But
most of the details.
Yeah.
We do have some time, so what I'd like to actually do with the end of this time, I'm confident there's an Old Bay seasoning page. I don't even have to look that up to know that it's going to be there.
Sure.
So let's just like power through.
Well, since
what
it's not,
Old Bay
since there's
be.
Not a Wikipedia page,
right.
can we invite our friend from
oh,
the back of the room?
Oh, that's a great idea, too. He was standing up before we actually invited him up. He is like, this is hot garbage.
Like,
I came to this taping.
Since noon. You guys are so wrong.
Right.
I need to tell you.
I forgot. We had an extra
mic. I mean, I also have mic time booked, so I was eager to Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sit down.
Come
sit
on.
Down, friend.
Hi.
It's an audio format, so no, for those that are listening, he was bent over and like awkwardly talking into a tiny mic stand.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Evan the Mayor. We're from the City That Breeds podcast. We'll be on later on tonight.
We're looking forward to it.
Great.
Thank you.
We are going to yell so much stuff out at your podcast. It's going to be great.
Scream so many
sandwiches.
We had
planned for an audience participation segment, but now we are, so get ready.
Okay, cool. So what the fuck is
crab
fluff?
What is it?
Crab fluff is a crab cake that is dipped in funnel cake batter and fried. So you were right on track with it being a pastry product.
I'm sort of upset.
Like, I feel like we're pretty close. Like,
yeah.
But like, structurally, those are very different.
Yeah,
another one that I would have yelled at was a coddy, which is a fish cake that is often served with a saltine and mustard.
Okay, cool, but we're not doing that page.
But
so
the crab fluff is served in a similar fashion to the coddy in that it is served with mustard.
So
and
is this at like a fair or carnival? Where would you buy a monstrosity like this?
You can buy them at a restaurant called LP Steamers in Locust Point on Ford Avenue. It's an old school Baltimore appetizer.
Okay, so it's not just that restaurant. Other restaurants make it, or is it just
other restaurants do make it?
And people buy it and eat it and turn it into poo.
They do, hopefully.
That's the goal, isn't it?
So that's why I eat. I don't know what you guys are doing. Okay, so you've had one?
had one a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, so
how frequently do you have them?
Oh, well, like, it's so decadent.
Is it like a, once-in-a-while fair food? Like, if you go to a fair and they have fried Oreos and you get it, like, once
a year? Yeah, I'm utterly shocked they don't have it at the Maryland State Fair because it is, you know, in a world where we will dip anything in batter and fry it, why not a crab cake? And that's what we did many, many moons ago.
So it is like a sweet and savory, like, abomination against, you know, chefs everywhere.
Yes and no, because it doesn't have powdered sugar. We don't drizzle it with chocolate syrup.
What if you ask?
Why not?
Yeah, what if you ask?
Yeah,
them,
I don't know. Why not is
do
right,
do they not
sir.
Have it at that restaurant you said? They don't have powdered sugar? I'll buy them a box. It's fine.
No, but I will bring my own next time and try
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go there after this and demand they really sugar it up.
Yeah, but you should.
Like, I want you to ruin me with crab puffs. Or crab fluffs.
Fluffs.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
So, like, where's this name come from? Because there's no marshmallow involved. Like, why? Like, what?
You know that.
I don't know. Or as a person
fluff,
from here
right.
says, I don't know. It is. I think it's one of those aphorisms that we just have. We call motors engines or engines motors. We have.
Well, those are
words.
Normal words that people learn
yeah,
everywhere.
I guess it's all regional. Yeah, we should call it a puff, but it is fluff.
One of the suggestions on the Facebook post that I put up as like the backup was just from a friend of mine who just said Baltimore accent. Why?
I don't know and why. Like, I wish I had an explanation. Yeah. I got rid of mine when I was in my 20s.
I'm actually not really familiar with the accent. Could you do it for me?
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you order a crab fluff?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a waiter. And
you're the waiter. Your name is Donnie.
Okay.
Hey, Donnie, get me a crab fluff in a bow, please.
So a little similar to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
it's virtually identical to Philadelphia. I figured you guys were from Philadelphia.
It was very much similar in that you didn't wait for me to come over to your table and say, "Hey, my name's Donnie."
No, you are literally at
the
other end of the.
That's
Donnie. Donnie.
You just walk in and start screaming orders. Right. That's very Philadelphia.
Yeah. And I'm like, give me a ho-ho and a boo.
Yeah. And I'd be like, sir, that's not how this works. It's a restaurant. Please sit down.
I don't care. Go down to 7-Eleven. Give me a ho-ho. A Wawa. Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. We're like, I don't know.
We're bridging
the
cultural gap.
Yeah, it's the Wawa sheets
line. Philadelphia and Baltimore. Even though we're also not from Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're from like an hour north of Philadelphia. It's all good.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, it's true.
Can I go now?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you wanted to be up here. Why don't you just ride it out with us? Okay, so like,
thank you for explaining.
No, hold on, just really quick before we end. Yeah, where are you from?
Thank you, Brian. We're from the City of the Breeds podcast. Going to be on later tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, great. No, we usually end our episodes, and hey, we're probably going to still talk because we have time, but I'm curious your take because crab fluffs are near and dear to your heart.
Sounds like they really get in the arteries.
Yeah, like quite literally and figuratively.
They are really building up in there.
Yeah,
we're concerned for you.
Yeah, but we end every episode by coming up with, like, if we were to, like, edit the Wikipedia page and like leave something that's clearly fake in there as like a joke, you know, what would that be?
For me, since we do have a local hero, his name is David Hasselhoff. He's from Glen Burnie, Maryland. I would add
he's from Germany, sir.
Oh, well.
If you come to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania during Oktoberfest, they do have a David Hasselhoff off, which is
a
contest to be the most
a
like
David
Hasselhoff
off?
Yeah, it's the Hoff off, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so number one would insert something about him being from Landstuhl, Germany or something like that, and also how he single-handedly brought down the Berlin Wall.
It's true. There's a video of it.
He sang a song.
Yeah.
Then he invented
the crab fluff.
we can absolutely sing it. You start us off.
I can't.
I've been something about freedom. That's all I know.
That's good.
He's wearing a light-up keytar tie. It was pretty inspirational.
It was.
And then all the bricks just started to come out on their own.
Do you desperately want to go back to your seat now?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Could you, though?
Yeah. Thank you. Let's hear it for him.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we learned a lot today.
We did, and I would eat a fluff. I would eat a crab fluff.
Yeah, I would try one. Like I don't. It's honestly not as weird as I thought it was going to be.
No, that's why I said like my suggestion of the marshmallow Old Bay crab combination wasn't like if you dunk a crab cake in funnel cake batter, you're basically doing the same thing I said.
Right.
Like.
And I actually like the idea of
that's
the crab fluff.
That's a New Jersey crab fluff, is what that is.
I like the idea of it because there's no whole day involved. Like, I like that. I think the easiest way to ruin seafood, in my opinion, is to drench it in Old Bay. I think Old Bay has a place. I know I was talking shit on it earlier, but like, I think it just ruins.
We want
like,
these people to like us.
Nah, that ship sailed a long time ago.
I snorted Old Bay this morning. Just to feel alive.
Yeah?
But we do have a couple minutes. Do you want to run through the recipe for Old Bay seasoning real quick?
Oh, yeah, real quick. Old Bay seasoning. What's
obviously,
in it?
Obviously, paprika, because it's basically all it is. Mm-hmm. We've got celery, salt, because that...
celery seed or celery salt? Somebody... Oh, she doesn't want to talk now. All right.
Oh, now she's fine to yell it out 5 minutes ago, but now it's all hush hush. It's because they know we're recording it and they don't want us to blow the recipe up to the world.
Oh, right.
Because all Old Bay seasoning is made here, and it makes up 14% of the Baltimore economy.
Yeah.
Is Old Bay seasoning sales to the rest of the world. So if we take that away, then the guests from the last podcast are gonna have a lot harder time funding schools and stuff because we ruined it with Old Bay. But Old Bay is paprika. It is celery salt and celery seed and some celery and regular salt. Some pepper, because why not? Just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Just get it
in
there.
You gotta put it in there.
Cumin. Because it's fun to say.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say cayenne pepper?
No, but
I think there's like a little pinch of that in there.
A little bit, because it's not too spicy. A little bit of cayenne.
All right.
And the tears of my enemies.
Okay. All right, I do have it pulled up right here.
Real quick, hit us.
Just real quick, the seasoning mix includes celery salt. They list that first. That's bullshit. But yes, celery salt, black pepper, crushed red pepper flakes,
close
and paprika.
Enough to cayenne, then I'll count it.
And paprika.
Just
that's
those
it.
Four things.
Just those four things. Yeah.
You guys, your markup on celery salt is incredible. You guys have really, as a city, you've really developed quite the con. And game recognized game. I respect your hustle.
Cool. Well, thank you for sitting tight with us and humoring us as we rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia. That is my good friend Glenn Tickle.
That's my friend John Lunger. Thank you so much to The Crown and Elizabeth and the Baltimore Podcast Festival for having us and our new friend, the Crab Fluff.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, world.